Well, our series of big events concludes this morning. Seems a fitting day, in a sense, for it to conclude here on Easter Sunday that we are. And we were thinking last time how really the big event that we're all waiting for next is the coming again of our Lord Jesus, the second coming, and everything that will happen then. Second coming. One second coming, not two or three or however many else that some people go for. Let's keep it straightforward, and really, I think, let Scripture speak clearly to us. He's coming again, and though we've seen there will be events before he comes that will be grievous and difficult events, but those will pass quite quickly, and then the Lord comes, and we know he's coming because he can come, because he's risen. He's risen from the dead, and he's already given us a foretaste of what is to come. And foretaste, really, while we're thinking of the resurrection of the body today, but don't worry, if we die before that day, we go into his presence, and there will be, well, fullness of joy there. There will be pleasures forevermore at his right hand. Don't think that this is a kind of second-rate kind of experience. Paul was thinking it's better to depart and be in that experience than to remain on earth. So he knew that this was good. You'd be in the presence of the Lord if you or I pass away this day. But that day that will come when our Lord comes and the dead are raised bodily. So then bodily, whatever those who already are in the Lord's presence or any of us that will go there before the Lord returns, well, then we have a body to go with it. And so will all the unbelievers too. They'll have a body too. There's a fact. But let's keep it on the pleasant thoughts. We'll have a little bit to say about for others in the sermon. But for believers, for those who are trusting, it's heaven. And that was all in there in Psalm 16, actually. Before these great events had happened, David, who is a prophet, and a priest in a way too, and a king, but he already was showing us the Lord Jesus Christ. He already knew about these things. He already saw those days. And that's that body one day, not his own body, but the body of the Lord Jesus, would not see corruption. 3 days in a tomb, no, that was all it was going to be. He would be raised. First fruits, showing us what happens next for us when we are raised, when he comes again and we are raised. Well, we can talk about our bodies, can't we, there at great length and all the things, when you get older, particularly, all the things that are going wrong with it. And they'll keep going wrong, I'm afraid, won't they? Because we know there's a curse. And that curse, the death, is catching up and catching up with us. And putting it in the terms of probabilities. You get older, you're getting nearer to it. Unavoidable. There's the fact. And body is serving notice on us that it's getting ready to actually pack up on us because it's not meant to last forever. We have another body that will last forever. And that is going to spend eternity with the Lord in the heaven. We're going there. And it's going to be so, so good that whatever this spring day communicates, well, just think more than that, more than anything you can ever think that is good, more than anything. And I really couldn't do justice to it. But the Bible tells us things, great city that will be there, believe that. It's physical, very physical. It's not sort of all just, I don't know, spirits floating around. No, it's well grounded. It's a new heavens and a new earth. It's a whole renewed, replenished earth, better than the present one, but still with resemblances. So here we are. I believe animals will be there. I believe trees will be there. And all kinds of good things that God at the beginning in creation declared to be good will be there. Plenty to do, plenty to see, plenty to think about, indeed, an eternity's worth of things to do and to think about. And there will be a lot to do and a lot to think about because, of course, at the centre of it all is the Lord Jesus Christ. And wherever he is, when he was on earth, people never fell asleep where he was, did they? They never fell asleep. It was never dull. It was never, oh, when's this going to end? It's just always something happening, always something to think about. Always something to ponder. That's where heaven's going to be. It's going to be a place of incredible happenings, incredible creativity, incredible thinking, incredible doing. Because the Lord Jesus Christ is at the center of it, and his doings are incredible doings. And wherever he is, there is fullness of life, not a restricted, rather drab kind of life, fullness of life. And in all the doings, we won't lose sight of him. We'll be doing it all because of him. We'll be doing it all in a way connected with him better than we can ever be connected here living by faith with these fallen bodies, and include the mind in that. It drifts, it wanders, doesn't it? We'd like to think more and more clearly about the Lord Jesus, and we're thinking about this, something trivial there, or something downright unbelieving there. And it misbehaves, doesn't it? That sin. Sin makes the whole mind misbehave in so, so many ways. But it won't in heaven. And, dear friends, that's what this day promises us, and the Bible promises it, and indeed every day promises it, and we can rejoice in it. So there's a big event to finish, the Lord Jesus coming, the resurrection, all bodies restored, renewed, going forward into endless bliss. Wonderful things that lie ahead, and you believe it, will you? You believe it. Believe what it says, and you'll find. You'll have to, actually. We get to glory. Those of you will be travelling there. Trust I am. We'll meet. But you will rightly turn to me and say, you are our preacher. You did not tell us just how wonderful the Lord Jesus is and just how wonderful heaven is. So I'll make my apology now that I didn't tell you it as good as I should have done. Because however hard I tried in the end, or anybody else tries, it will still be better than anything you can imagine. So, big event, make sure you're part of it. Make sure you're there.